There's a variety of things we could do to address the ad hoc disaster scenarios that come up. One is probably a broader application of farm or crop insurance, taking more of a whole farm approach, requiring that as an eligibility requirement to participate in ad hoc disaster relief programs. A lot of people that do make that investment in crop insurance feel like they're being treated unfairly because in a disaster scenario, people that have not purchased farm or crop insurance in many cases are eligible and maybe first in line to actually receive ad hoc disaster relief. And so that's where I think we all need to be singing from the same hymnal with regard to how we manage risk as it applies to natural disasters, number one. Number two, I think there's some things we can do outside of the scope of the Ag Committee that relates to better managing those disasters. One is a bill that we've been working for actually since I got here, and that is to create self-funded disaster relief accounts. They're much like an HSA that people use to manage their health care, but it would be used to manage unexpected occurrences on your farm, tax incentives to fund those accounts, withdraw the money for operational purposes at no tax penalty. And so it does resemble an HSA, but it's designed to help provide immediate relief to farmers if and when an ad hoc disaster relief measure is taken. Sometimes it takes a long time to deliver. Crop insurance adjustments sometimes can take a long time to deliver. Well, if you're able to fund that in the interim until one or both of those scenarios kick in, at least that's the difference maker in keeping you in business for another year versus maybe going out of business. And so I think we can put a few more tools in the tool shed for farmers to use.